Welcome to Grace in the Shadows. This is Dr. Marla Beeler and
Dr. J.
Dr. Jonathan Beeler. Well, hello, everybody. Hope you are doing well today. We want to give a quick shout out to Ravina, New York.
Ravina.
Okay. Ravina, New York.
Is that in the mountains?
Yes, I think it is.
Beautiful,
I think it is.
Beautiful.
We're so thankful to have you listening and sharing. We really appreciate it. You can check us out at graceintheshadows.org. You can text or call 251-244-4645, or you can email us at drjonathan@graceintheshadows.org. If you are searching for a clinical counselor and you live in Alabama, Virginia, or North Carolina, Dr. J is your man. But if you live anywhere else, he is also your man because he is also trained in pastoral counseling. So reach out.
Why don't eggs tell jokes?
Because they might crack up?
That is close. Oh. They crack each other up.
Ah, I was very close on that
Impressive.
One.
Most impressive.
Yeah, give me some cheers
there. Okay. All right. What do you call someone with no body and no nose?
I have no idea.
Nobody knows.
Oh, my.
And that's a really bad one.
Okay. Well, moving on. Today, when we are recording this, it is March the 4th, 2024. Uh-huh. In 1789, on this day, the Constitution of the United States went into effect. In 1791, Vermont became the 14th state in the United States.
Okay. Impressive.
In 1861, Abraham Lincoln was inaugurated as president.
Mm-hmm.
And one more, 1933, Frances Perkins was appointed Secretary of Labor, and she became the first woman to serve in the cabinet.
Impressive.
There
okay.
you go. All right.
Okay. Everyone's going to have their thinking caps on today.
Okay. Today's going to be a little
We're
deep.
Getting a deep one.
All right.
Really deep, but
really
very
deep.
Powerful.
Okay.
Very
Let's
powerful. Turn to Daniel chapter 9.
All right. I'm there.
Yeah. And we're going to read the first two verses, if you would.
Okie doke. Daniel chapter 9, 1 and 2. In the first year of Darius, son of Xerxes, a Mede by descent, who was made ruler over the Babylonian kingdom, in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood from the scriptures, according to the word of the Lord given to Jeremiah the prophet, that the desolation of Jerusalem would last 70 years.
Yeah. So we are in Daniel, and it's very interesting. A lot of people, especially this chapter, really are mesmerized.
Yes.
Because it's so specific and so accurate, as we're going to see later.
Right.
But interesting enough, as Daniel's writing, anytime he wrote other chapters, he wrote about the Gentiles. Mm-hmm. And when he wrote about the Gentiles, he wrote in the language of the Gentiles at that time.
Ah.
And the language of the Gentiles was Aramaic.
Okay.
But when he comes to chapter 9, he's specifically talking about the Jews, the nation of Israel.
Right.
And guess what he wrote in this chapter in the original?
Yes.
Hebrew. Because he's talking about the Jews.
That makes sense.
So interesting. A lot of people, this was the first year of Darius.
Okay.
And many people, archaeologists have tried to figure out who Darius was.
Right.
Many people think either number one, he was a lesser king that King Cyrus appointed to delegate authority.
Okay.
Or number two, he's Cyrus, but a name Darius is like a title.
Oh, okay. So like a, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Like just like president, prime minister, something like that.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
I never heard that.
So Daniel is reading here.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel is about 85 years old.
Okay.
Give or take.
Yeah.
He's an old man.
Older. Yeah.
And you remember the people who went with him? Some of them? He had three friends.
Yeah, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
And we only know them by their Babylonian.
I know.
Names.
I don't remember them by their Israel.
That's another story.
Jewish
we'll get to there another day.
Okay. Another
but
day. Yes.
But they were young. They were teenagers when they came
right
from Babylon.
Yes.
And so he is reading.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel really loved the Lord.
Right.
And he is studying the scriptures. He's reading the book of Jeremiah. He's reading Jeremiah the prophet.
Yes.
And he's trying to understand the prophecy of how long they're going to be in Babylon.
Yes.
So pretty cool, huh?
Very cool.
Go ahead and read 3-5.
All right. So I turned to the Lord God and pleaded with him in prayer and petition, in fasting and in sackcloth and ashes. I prayed to the Lord my God and confessed, Lord, the great and awesome God who keeps his covenant of love with those who love him and keep his commandments. We have sinned and done wrong. We have been wicked and have rebelled. We have turned away from your commands and laws.
Now, you know, Jeremiah, he was probably reading Jeremiah 25:11-13 and Jeremiah 29:10.
Right.
Which was talking about the 70 years that they would be sent into Babylonian captivity. Right. Do you know the reason why they were sent there? The Jews?
Oh, I should know this, but I can't remember. So enlighten me.
They were sent there for 70 years.
Right.
And you're going to find.
Well, they disobeyed God. I know that.
They disobeyed God because, number one, they were going off to other gods.
Right.
Number two, they had a jubilee year.
Okay.
That every 7th year, they would give land and themselves rest.
Right.
To let it. You know, like basically rest.
Right.
But they didn't trust God that he would provide for them.
Okay.
And
okay.
So God is punished them for 70 years.
Yeah. Teach them a lesson. Yeah.
But God also said, Jeremiah 29:10, that after the 70 years, he would bring them back from Babylon into their place.
Right.
And this would be accomplished in 70 years. Interesting enough, 605 BC, Jerusalem was attacked and Daniel and other captives were taken to Babylon. Mm-hmm. 597 BC, Jerusalem was attacked and treasure was taken from the temple. Mm. 587 BC, Jerusalem falls and the nation was exiled. Mm. So this was a, you know, it started and Daniel wanted to know, when did this start?
Right.
Because I'm getting old. And it started the time Daniel was sent there.
There you go.
So he starts a prayer, as you mentioned, and his prayer was to repent on behalf of the nation of Israel.
Right.
He was an intercessor.
Yes.
He was becoming a mediator.
Right.
Crying out for forgiveness. We're not going to read the entire prayer for time's sake.
Okay.
But it is a good prayer about God forgiving them and forgiving their iniquity.
Right.
But as we get... Jump down to Dr. Marla in verse 20 and 21.
Okay. 20 and 21. While I was speaking and praying, confessing my sin and the sin of my people Israel, and making my request to the Lord my God for his holy hill, while I was still in prayer, Gabriel, the man I had seen in the earlier vision, came to me in swift flight from about the time of the evening sacrifice.
Now, this is interesting. Because Daniel is praying.
Right.
And he's interrupted by an angel.
The angel Gabriel.
Touched by an angel. Yeah. Yes. Angel, you know, Gabriel, you know, in mid-prayer.
Yeah.
Interrupts.
Yes.
But this was a pleasant one.
Okay.
And begins to talk with him.
All right.
You know, it says in the Bible in Isaiah 65:24. It says, it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer while they are still speaking.
Right.
Isn't that encouraging, though?
That is encouraging.
I have to be vulnerable here.
Okay.
Sometimes I feel like, you know, God, do you really hear us?
Yeah. Well, I mean, case in point, today I was struggling about something and I was telling you about it and we were in the car going to work out at the Y and I stopped talking and I turned the radio up and somebody was talking about having faith in God and how we needed to sometimes sit back and listen for his voice. And then a song came on that was saying the exact same thing.
Isn't that right?
You know, so I'm being vulnerable right there with you.
Yeah.
You know, we just have to be silent sometimes and listen.
Yeah. And I have a trouble with that. I'm a little ADHD.
Well, I am a little bit too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Interesting.
Well, what does this mean? The time of the evening offering. What in the world is Daniel talking about? Didn't they tear down the temple? Uh-oh. Dr. Marla stumped.
I am stumped.
Well, you know, this is it. Daniel never forgot his history and his passion for his faith.
Right.
He was well rooted and grounded, probably by his parents.
Definitely.
He was waiting and he was remembering the time of everything. And interesting enough, it was the same time. It would have been about the time of the sacrifice, would have been about 3 o'clock, a Passover.
Right.
When they sacrificed the lamb, which would be the same time Jesus would be sacrificed.
Absolutely.
So Daniel is well aware of the time period because when they would go back, I don't think Daniel made it back. I think Daniel probably died in Babylon.
Right.
But he passed this on to others that he was training and mentoring, that they took this and was able to discern the timing for the temple.
Well, and this is after Daniel in the lion's den, right?
Yes.
Okay. And so, you know, he was basically thrown in the lion's den because he was praying the 3 times a day.
Correct. Towards the temple.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead and read 22 through 23.
He instructed me and said to me, Daniel, I have now come to you, come to give you insight and understanding. As soon as you began to pray, a word went out, which I have come to tell you. For you are highly esteemed. Wow. Therefore, consider the word and understand the vision. Can you imagine praying and all of a sudden Angel Gabriel comes and tells you, you know, that you started praying and basically heaven started listening.
Yeah.
And here he came to tell you, you are awesome.
And, you know, Gabriel, the more research I've done and read, the more I feel, I believe he's an archangel as well, not just a regular.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Him, Michael, and then there's Lucifer. Lucifer's the bad one.
Right, right.
But they're archangels, the named ones.
Cool.
Yeah. So he says, I have now come forth to give you skill and understand. Mm-hmm. You know, Daniel did not even pray this.
No.
But because he was so close to God, to his heart.
Right.
God gave him understanding.
So cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah. And he's greatly beloved.
Mm-hmm.
Your version says something else. What is
highly
your
esteemed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's only two people in the Bible that God calls beloved. Who are they? Dr. M?
David?
Nope.
Jesus?
Nope.
Oh, no.
Marla, you got an F today. I'll give you some brownie points for later. You can come back. Daniel and the Apostle John the Beloved.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. You should give me some hints before you start this now.
I'm sorry. You know, we are doing this late.
I will forgive you.
We are doing this late. But you know what?
Okay.
It's okay. Do you forgive me?
I forgive you. My brain is just not as engaged as it should be.
So you're going to see here in a minute that Daniel was seeking, trying to understand the 70, what that meant.
Yes.
And interesting enough, we're going to find out that the 70 means 490.
Oh, okay.
And so the 490 was exactly the many years that Israel sinned against God by not practicing the Jubilee.
Okay.
Go ahead and read 24, Dr. Arnold.
77s are decreed for your people and your holy city to finish transgression, to put an end to sin, to atone for wickedness, to bring in everlasting righteousness, to seal up vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy place.
Now, folks, we're getting into some deep, deep stuff.
All right.
But this is important because it predicts, get this, it predicts the exact day of Jesus' coming into Jerusalem on a donkey and dying on a cross.
Got it.
And it also predicts when he's coming back to set up his kingdom.
Very good.
Yeah. So 70 weeks. What do we think a week is? We say week. What do we mean in English?
7 days.
7 days.
Yes. Got that one.
but in the Hebrew, a week can sometimes be 7 days, a day.
Okay.
A week.
Okay.
But usually it's years.
Mm-hmm.
And in this context, biblical scholars and even Jewish scholars say that it was years.
Right.
7 years.
Okay.
To be precise.
All right.
So 1 week is equal to 7. Remember this.
Okay.
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 So week simply refers to a unit, just like we say dozen.
Right.
Or we say decade. When I say decade, what do you think of?
10 years.
Yeah.
Yes.
But if, you know, if you weren't from this country and you didn't understand that, you would, it would be kind of confusing.
Agreed.
But a week for Hebrews meant 7 years.
7 years. Okay. Yeah. Interesting.
For your people and your holy city. Okay. Now, this is not talking about the church.
Okay.
Okay. 70 weeks was focused upon Daniel's people, the Jews, and the holy city. What do you think the holy city is? Jerusalem.
Jerusalem.
Yeah. Now, you went down and you said, finish the transgression to make an end of sin. The transgression is specifically to the Jews. Of course, we sin too, and we transgress.
Yes.
But the transgression here to finish or complete is talking about a sin of unbelief.
Okay.
The Jews, and they still do, by the way. So we know right off bat that this scripture is not fully fulfilled.
Right.
Okay. These scriptures aren't fully.
Right.
Because the Jews still have unbelief. And that's their sin.
Correct.
To make an end of sins. Okay. To make an end of sins means to not only did Jesus pay for it, but also to stop it.
Yes.
This is talking about a future kingdom.
Okay.
Okay. And to make reconciliation for iniquity. Now, Jesus did that on the cross to bring everlasting righteousness, seal up vision, prophecy, and to anoint the most holy city. Now, that is all future.
Right.
Okay. Go ahead, Dr. Marla, and read 25.
Know and understand this. From the time the word goes out to restore and rebuild Jerusalem until the anointed one, the ruler, comes, there will be seven sevens and 62 sevens. It will be rebuilt with streets and a trench, but in times of trouble.
Yes. So this is talking about here, indeed, that there's going to be a rebuilding and a restoration of Jerusalem. Here, Gabriel reveals to Daniel the starting point for the 70 weeks prophecy, the command to restore and build Jerusalem. Now, there's three options here, and only one of them worked. The first option, Cyrus. Cyrus made a decree giving Ezra and the Babylonians captives the right to return to Jerusalem, rebuild the temple in 538 BC. Okay. I don't think that's it because it's focused on the temple.
Gotcha.
Okay. Darius made a decree giving Ezra the right to rebuild the temple. Artaxerxes made a decree giving Ezra permission, a safe passage, supplies, return to Jerusalem, rebuild the temple. I believe it's this one.
Okay.
Artaxerxes made a decree giving Nehemiah permission, safe passage, and supplies to return to Jerusalem, rebuild the city and the walls.
Yes.
445 BC. So that 70 years begins here.
Okay.
When they started building the wall.
Okay.
And then it says, until the Messiah, the Prince, that's talking about Jesus.
Yes. Okay?
Shall the 7 weeks and 62 weeks. So from the creation, from building the wall in Jerusalem, you add 483 years, 69 times 7.
Okay.
And you have the exact day when Jesus rode in on his donkey.
Wow. That's pretty
triumphant.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Where the Hosanna in the hand? I know. Hosanna in the highest. Yeah. I'm so excited. I'm starting to speak in unknown tongue.
Hello. What are you saying over there? Yeah. So that's really cool. So it was predicted up to the day. Wow, that's really cool.
So 483 years were complete, the triumphal entry of Jesus, dated A.D. 32. Sir Robert Anderson's work, The Prince, The Coming Prince, he did this many years ago where he wrote and he came up with the exact days.
Wow.
Now, Anderson used a 360-day year because Israel didn't use the same calendars we do today. Calculated 173,880 days from the decree to the triumphant entry, fulfilling the prophecy to the day. And it's customary for the Jews to have 12 months of 360 days, each then to insert 13th month occasionally when necessary to correct the calendar.
Cool.
So the year 32 AD, based on Luke 3:1, and was the day, April 6th. A.D. 32, Jesus came in riding on the donkey.
How neat is that?
Isn't that cool?
That is cool. Very cool.
And then we come to the streets where we built the walls. This indicates the rebuilding of the wall of Jerusalem, the 7 weeks. Mm-hmm. Go down to 26.
After the 62 sevens, the anointed one will be put to death and will have nothing. The people of the ruler who will come will destroy the city and the sanctuary. The end will come like a flood. War will continue until the end, and desolations have been decreed.
Now, this is talking about if the Jews would have accepted Christ, then he would have saved them then. But they didn't because of their unbelief. So this prophecy is only partially fulfilled. Now, this was fulfilled.
Correct.
He was cut off. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's when the 69th week, there's one more week left, that's 7 years. Mm-hmm. Okay, Jesus was cut off. He was cut off, meaning he was dead, killed.
Right.
He was killed for not just himself, but for many, for people. Mm-hmm. Now, the people of the prince who is to come, this is the Roman Empire and the Antichrist. This hasn't happened yet. Right. It did happen that the Roman Empire went in with General Titus, and they destroyed the temple. Mm-hmm. The temple was gold-plated. As a matter of fact, it would shine and blind people, and it was like really ivory, beautiful. It almost looked like snow as far as the building, the blocks. But General Titus went in 70 AD and demolished it. And just like Jesus said, Matthew 24, every stone was turned.
Right.
And it was demolished. Mm-hmm. So that was fulfilled. But the Antichrist did not come yet. The abomination of desolation. Mm-hmm. This is talking about the Antichrist.
Right.
So Jesus was cut off and the temple was destroyed. Go ahead and read 27.
He will confirm a covenant with many for 1 7. In the middle of the seven, he will put an end to sacrifice and offering. And at the temple, he will set up an abomination that causes desolation until the end that is decreed is poured out on him.
So, okay. So the first 49 years or the 7 weeks.
Okay.
Was fulfilled with the building of the wall of Jerusalem, with Nehemiah.
Got it.
The 483 days, Jesus came and was cut off. But there's 1 week left before he sets up his kingdom.
Right.
And that week, there's a comma here, a fulfilling of prophecy. Mm. Because the Jews rejected, he did not set up his kingdom. The church is that comma.
Okay.
We are in between this.
Right.
After the rapture of the church, after the signing of the covenant, which is right here and in Revelation, mm-hmm. that the Antichrist, the one world leader, will sign with the nation of Israel for 1 week, which isn't 7 days, but that's 7 years.
Pretty cool.
So this is talking about the Antichrist. Midweek, he will break the covenant.
Yes.
And he will go in and end the sacrifice. That means, number one, for this to happen, the nation of Israel would have to become a nation again.
Which they did.
May 14th, 1948. Mm-hmm. And Jerusalem would have to be the capital, and it is.
Yes.
And they're planning on rebuilding the temple that's in the works.
There you go.
And so we're close.
We are close.
And the abomination of desolation, this is talking about the Antichrist that will go in, the man of lawlessness. Mm-hmm. He will come from the Roman Empire, the same empire that came and destroyed the temple in 70 AD. The Roman Empire was not totally destroyed. It's just scattered.
Right.
But actually, the UN, the United Nations, is bringing Europe, a European Union, by the way, mm-hmm. as one.
Yes.
And he will go in and make a desolation, abomination of desolation. He would declare himself to be God. He would create an image of himself. Mm-hmm. Yeah. This wasn't all done in 780. This is something still future.
It is still to come, and it's not going to be long.
And the neat part about this is it even tells us about Christmas. I'm not going to ask how.
I was fixing to. How?
Well, Daniel was the vice president. He was a prime minister in Medo-Persia. Babylon.
Okay.
And Medo Persia. He's high up. And he was a mentor and a teacher to the wise men, the Magi.
Okay.
You see where I'm coming?
I see where you're going. So
and
Daniel,
they knew the book of Daniel and probably most of the Old Testament.
Right.
And so they knew the timing of Jesus coming.
Because they had been trained by Daniel in
483 years.
Wow. That's cool.
That gave them a reason to look up in the sky and look for the sign.
That's right. Look for that sign. That's awesome.
So what do you think about all this? Pretty cool?
I think it's really cool. I think, you know, a lot of times people get tied up with the imagery and things like that and don't really get to the nitty gritty like you did so well today. And you have to get down to it.
And I didn't do it justice because you could spend months on this.
Oh, absolutely. But you did a really good job.
In a very short period of time.
You did good.
And you know, when you look at this, I want people to understand that Daniel took prophecy very seriously. He didn't say it was symbolic. He really believed in a literal 70 years, and he believed in the literal years. And so we too need to take it seriously, and we can see God is in every detail of our life. And this shows us that even when we're going through hard times, difficult times, that God can take your mess, turn to a message for his glory, for your good.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great day. Goodbye.